A national study found Latinos could be a key voting bloc in the presidential election, a plan to get more veterinarians in the state, and after nearly 20 years of planning, a river attraction in Tulsa is open. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, September 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Latino voters nationwide will be a decisive voting group in the upcoming presidential election. That's according to a poll by the largest Latino-focused advocacy group in the country. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Every year, Unidos U.S. polls the largest national sample of potential Latino voters for a beat on the demographics' attitude toward issues, party affiliation, and election participation. Gary Segura is the president of the polling firm BSP Research and broke down the data gathered by the Unidos U.S. Latino Vote Initiative at a virtual press conference. He says Latinos are primarily concerned with the economy.
Inflation, including food and basic necessities, jobs in the economy are number two. Housing costs have become a real issue. Healthcare costs have been a perennial concern for Latinos. And crime and guns and immigration tied for fifth.
While Oklahomans weren't part of the sample of 3,000 potential voters in eight states, the top issues for respondents do reflect what Latinos in this state keep repeating. They want to work, live in a safe place, and be healthy. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is standardizing tribal boundary signs across the state. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports, not all indigenous nations welcome this one-size-fits-all approach.
ODOT officials say they've developed the new policy directive to standardize signs because they're inconsistent. Soon, tribal nation boundary signs will feature brown and white colors, and the name of the tribal nation will be as listed in the Federal Register. The word reservation will not be used. While most affected tribal nations will comply with the new policy, the Muscogee Nation is opting out of the new signage. Jason Salzman is a Muscogee spokesperson.
If sovereign nations that have autonomy over their reservation and land want to change their sign, they will do so, and they will have say in how those signs look.
Salzman says he hopes ODOT will collaborate better in the future. I'm Sarah Lisi.
A new partnership is aiming to address Oklahoma's large animal veterinarian shortage. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports on the collaboration efforts.
The Oklahoma State Department of Agriculture has partnered with the Farm Journal Foundation to assess the lack of access to large animal veterinarians across the state. Janley Rallet is the deputy commissioner at the department and says this has been an ongoing problem for years. She says within the next 10 to 15 years, she hopes to see more veterinarians in the workforce.
We feel it particularly here in Oklahoma because we're such a livestock-dependent state. We have so much industry that revolves around that sector, especially in ag. So our rural areas definitely feel the effects the most.
Agriculture stakeholders will be assessing areas most impacted before coming up with solutions. The collected data will be reviewed in October. I'm Spencer Plato.
A new recreation area is now open in Tulsa. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports on the city's newest attraction in the Arkansas River.
The city put on its Big Dam Party, that's DAM, to mark the opening of Zinc Lake, a man-made whitewater flume, as well as its accompanying dam and pedestrian bridge. In an email, River Parks Authority Executive Director Jeff Edwards said nearly 100,000 people attended the celebration. The project began raising money as early as 2005 and cost an estimated $80 million. Sam Mulready went to Zinc Lake to wake surf and wasn't disappointed. Some residents have voiced concerns about pollutants in the river that feed the lake, but Mulready said his fears have been quelled.
I know the Arkansas River has a bit of a reputation for being a little dirty, but it looks pretty clean.
The city runs a real-time water quality monitoring system that the public can access anytime online. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday
on the NPR Politics Podcast.